This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, we got some good news this week. Not really expecting much to come in politics that would be good, but there's been some. Rick Snyder, the very, very, very conservative Michigan governor, has gone against the wishes of the National Rifle Association and vetoed a bill that I was almost sure he was going to pass, no problem. But it was a pretty controversial bill. It would have changed the law so that if you had an individual with a temporary personal protective order issued against them for domestic violence, but they're not explicitly prohibited by a judge from having a gun, then that person can legally obtain a concealed pistol license. The current law in Michigan, which is law that makes a lot of sense, is that if someone has a personal protective order issued against them for domestic violence or stalking, they don't get to carry a concealed gun. I won't get to say this very often to Rick Snyder, but in this case, Governor, good job. And there's more good news in Michigan. When their law against same-sex marriage was invalidated in that state, 300 couples got married before an appeals court stayed the ruling. Michigan has said, well, we're not going to recognize any of those marriages. This week, U.S. District Judge Mark Goldsmith said, yes, you are going to. That leaves the rest of Michigan up in the air because they were part of the four states that had a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit that upheld same-sex marriage bans for Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. This is the case that most people expect to wind up in the Supreme Court, and that would kind of be good because it's a terrible decision. It's not a particularly rational or well-written 2-to-1 decision. But nonetheless, until the Supreme Court takes this stuff up, that's the law of the state of Michigan and the three other states. In another win for gay couples this week, a judge ruled on Monday that South Dakota's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. As has become standard practice, the ruling was stayed pending an appeal to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. When you pass a big, giant federal law, there's going to be unintended consequences, and it has been traditional for all laws in the past. Congress writes new laws to fix the problems that are not working well. Of course, now we have a very dysfunctional Congress that absolutely hates Obamacare. Both sides, the Senate and the House, are both under the control of people who don't want to do anything to make Obamacare better. They just want to get rid of it entirely. Here is one of those unintended consequences, which you might not think of, because it was a very good idea. It allows children up to the age of 26 to stay on their parents' health insurance. But once you reach 18, you have different things going on with your health that you may not want your parents to know about. Getting birth control pills, getting checked to see if you're pregnant, getting checked for an STD. And right now, because you're on your parents' health plan, that information, the results, go directly to your parents. That is not a good result. Since Congress is not going to fix this, fortunately, at least here in the state of California, we have fixed it. We have a new law, takes effect this month, where you'll be able to indicate that you want the information about your personal sensitive health data sent straight to you and not to the person who holds the policy, i.e. your parents. We were the first state in the nation to pass a law like this. The state gave insurers a full year to get into compliance, and as of January 1st, they have to comply. We've got this going on. Young adults' private sexual health information is now protected, and that is the way that it should be. 20 other states are looking into it, but so far only Maryland has passed what is an extremely obvious need. The majority of states aren't even looking at this issue. A Denver bakery is being hit with a discrimination complaint because they refused to make a wedding cake for a client. But the client wasn't gay. What they wanted was a wedding cake shaped in the shape of a Bible that said God hates fags on it. There are other words he wanted on there: detestable, disgraced, homosexuality, sinners. The owner of the bakery refused to write those words on the cake. So the man went to the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, and they have sent a complaint to the bakery owners. He's got 30 days to respond. But this is not in any shape or form a case of discrimination against a person. She's not discriminating against a man because he's a religious asshole, even though he is. She just doesn't want to write offensive words on a cake. In the same way, if I want to go and have a dildo cake made, I'm probably going to find most bakeries who will not make me a dildo cake. But that's not discrimination against me for who I am. And that's the difference. What is ridiculous is that the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies even followed up on this. This is obviously something just intended to get headlines, but it's a really, really terrible example. It is rare that we get any good news out of the Middle East. We usually get stuff like the recent declaration from Turkey's president calling birth control a form of treason. This time, for a change, we've actually got surprisingly good news coming out of Egypt. Now, they'd done a raid on a bathhouse there, a gay bathhouse. They dragged 26 men out, made a big public commotion, people got their picture taken. They dragged them out, basically naked. The idea was to shame and humiliate them, and everyone expected pretty much a show trial. In a ruling that I think pretty much surprised almost everyone, the court acquitted all 26 men. Keep in mind that just the previous month, a court had sentenced 8 men to a year. They'd previously gotten 3, but it was reduced to 8. The 8 men got sentenced for inciting debauchery. What did they do? They appeared in a same-sex wedding video. Just of a regular wedding, but it was just same-sex. Oh, and the good news from Russia? Well, just last week, they banned transsexual people and those with disorders of sexual preference from driving. Sadomasochists wouldn't be allowed to drive a car. Exhibitionists wouldn't be allowed to drive a car, which I can understand if they were actually practicing that while they were driving. This week, Russia has softened their stance and has said basically that they're not going to keep transgender people from driving. I'm assuming also that they're going to let BDSM people still drive unless, you know, they're tied up. An exhibitionist should still get to drive as long as they're not exhibiting